Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this episode marks the beginning of our second year of Songcasts. Episode 53, this is. We're starting a whole new year, so very excited to get started with things. We're going to kick this year off with several episodes, 12 probably to be exact, the next 12, including this one, talking about songs from the new album. The new album is called Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. 12 songs, and all of those songs originally appeared on 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, which was really my first album that's available widely. And so celebrating the 20th anniversary of that album, I spent the last year or so working on reimagining each one of those songs. And so these next 12 episodes, including this one, we're going to look at each of the songs from Ozzy's Guitar and from Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later. We'll play both versions, probably start with the original version, talk about some lyrics, talk about changes in the style from the very first version to the currently brand new version. And so that'll be a great journey around some songs that are really really special to me. They many of them come out of family stories, stories coming both from my family and from my wife's family, other personal relationships, and we'll talk about each one of those. And so that's gonna. I'm really looking forward to these 12 episodes, and what a great way to kick off year two of Dancin' Moon Songcast. So this album, this episode, excuse me, we're going to talk about the song Ozzy's Guitar, the title song for both albums, really. So we're going to listen first to the 2000 version of Ozzy's Guitar, talk a little bit about it, and then a little bit later in the episode, we'll listen to the new version as well. So this is Ozzy's Guitar from Ozzy's Guitar 2000.
Ozzy drove an El Camino, cuffed the hems of his Navy chinos. Man alive, could Grandpa drive? Odd jobs from here to Reno, living life. Heck, if we know how or why he was alive. Every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far. Silver strings, Ozzy's guitar. It was a six-string La Valenciana. With my teeth brushed and my warm pajamas, I was good to go for Granddad's show. Well, we'd ride the rails, we'd waltz across Texas. His fingers danced till our hearts would break. His voice would soar and swoop down low. Every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings, Ozzy's guitar. Dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. Well, some days I miss the rhythm of a highway song, and I wanna be with him all. It ain't long till I find that guitar. Well, it never held its tune so good, just some rusty keys and weathered wood. But there's an open road in every scar. Every time that Ozzy'd come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar.
Well, that was Ozzy's guitar from the title song from 2000's Ozzy's Guitar, the original version, recorded version of that song. And, you know, as I was thinking about doing these episodes, you know, since we're doing an original version and a brand new reimagined version, I had to decide whether I was going to talk, whether I was going to play and talk about the new version first and then get to the older version later or vice versa. And I guess I made the call that we'd go ahead and listen to the original version first, and then talk about the song, and then reveal kind of the new version. Now that album has been out now for a week, so it was released on August 1st, 2020. That is Ozzy's Guitar 20 years later. And so there's no, this is not really a premiere, but I would ask that you stick with me through this episode. We'll kind of get to the brand new version here in just a few minutes after we talk a little bit about the writing of the song, the lyrics, and some things having to do with that that original version that we just listened to. So it's a very to me a very upbeat song. A very happy song, which I think is appropriate. It was based on really happy memories that my wife had shared with me when we first, I don't know if she shared it with me when we were first dating, probably before we were married, I guess. We started dating in 1984, and we dated and were engaged to be married for several years there, and finally actually got married in 87. But she would tell me about her her grandpa Ozzy, who was still alive at the time, and I got to meet him a number of times. He was at our wedding, and it wasn't just telling me about somebody I would never get to meet, but he was a real colorful fella, and her memories as a little girl are what really shaped this song. And she would tell me about Ozzy. She wasn't sure exactly always what he was doing, but she knew he was doing lots of jobs that were around the country. He would travel some, and she asked me. I remember the first time she talked to me about Ozzy. She asked me if I knew what an El Camino was. I said, "Oh yeah, sure, yeah." The pickup car pickup kind of thing. And she said, "Yeah. That's what my grandpa used to drive, and he would." He'd come over to our house. He'd come through Iowa to visit us, and he'd have his luggage back there in the back of the El Camino, and he always would bring his guitar. He had this guitar, and he would come in, and she would tell me about they'd get all ready for bed, brush teeth, and get in pajamas, and then he'd tell stories and play his guitar some and stuff like that. So a lot of great memories for her. By the time I was in the family, we were married, and I was visiting her parents' house a lot. Somehow at some point Ozzy's guitar ended up being just there at their house. It was always sitting over there in the corner, and it was a La Valenciana, which as far as I can tell was not a super expensive guitar. It was originally intended to be a classical guitar, but Ozzy at some point had put steel strings on the classical guitar, which is kind of a no-no, but whatever. It's not a big deal. I think he wanted that steel string sound, and that's the guitar he had, so he put steel strings on it. It did have steel strings on it when I saw it, and when my wife's parents gave it to us, I decided to go ahead and restore it to its original intent, which was as a more of a classical nylon stringed guitar. And so I put those on. And around that time, I had gotten some equipment, and I was starting to do some recording, and I was putting together this first album, which did not have a name. It was moving in a direction of stories that I had gotten from my family. This story from my wife Cheryl's family fit into that well. And a lot of these stories, because of the time, the place I was at in my life in 1999, as a young father, a fairly young husband, I was thinking about my role as a father, as a husband, as a male. And so a lot of these songs began to coalesce around that experience. What does it mean to be a father? What does it mean to be a grandfather? What does it mean to be a man, to be a friend, a male friend? What does it mean to be a husband? All of those things. And so it became kind of a male, male-centric sort of album. And which is not to say something bad about it. It was certainly, though, my exploration of what it meant, what I could learn from the men, the male figures in my family, about who I am and what I ought to be. So I had just gotten this guitar handed down from my wife's grandfather to us, and I wrote this song. Because I was thinking about him being on the road. I was thinking about the stories and the songs and that childhood experience of having your grandpa tell stories and sing songs. And my grandpas both certainly told lots of stories. Neither one of them was a big singer, so the song stuff was not big for me coming from them. Certainly my family, though, sang a lot. My dad and my mom, we all sang as a family. And my grandmother on my dad's side was really loved singing. So anyway, the song grew out of that. And so we'll take a look at the lyrics. And I'll also mention, especially in this first version, throughout that first album, Ozzy's Guitar. I did not in all cases, but in throughout much of the album, I used Ozzy's Guitar as the main guitar for the recording. And so that is Ozzy's guitar that you're hearing there. I'll also mention, I'll mention that later. But it was really really nice to be there and playing Ozzy's guitar on a song about Ozzy and about Ozzy's guitar. So let's take a look at the lyrics. Ozzy drove an El Camino, cuffed the hems of his navy chinos. Man alive, could Grandpa drive? Odd jobs from here to Reno. Living light. Heck if we know how or why. But he was alive. So we start out with this idea, you know, and of course when you're songwriting, you're looking for the rhyme. The big thing that kicked it off for me was when my wife, when we were just dating, she asked me if I knew what an El Camino was, and her grandpa drove this El Camino. So that was the end of that first line. El Camino brought me into Chino's and Reno. I don't know if he ever had a job in Reno, but he had jobs all over the West. And was just moving, and he lived in a time when, you know, you remember the back in the days when the guys would put these big wide cuffs down at the bottom of their boots, down there on the bottoms of their pants, and so that was kind of a thing that came to me, him cuffing his navy chinos and his being out there adventuresome and driving job to job and living that life on the road, a little bit romanticized there, kind of really trying to channel the feelings that my wife had about him when she was telling me these stories early on. And we get into the chorus then. And every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of 1,000 little towns. We saw the world. We traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. So this is really about kids growing up in a small place tucked off in the corner of Iowa, who are getting a sense of the broader world of adventures, of the wider West of the United States from the stories and the songs that Ozzy comes around and sings. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. Now, the guitar doesn't have silver strings on it anymore. In fact, the strings on it right now are nylon, and I think they're black. But, of course, when Ozzy was playing it, he had those steel strings on there, so that's where the silver strings came from. It was a six-string La Valenciana. With my teeth brushed and my warm pajamas, I was good to go for granddad's show. Well, we'd ride the rails, we'd waltz across Texas. His fingers danced till our hearts would break. His voice would soar, then swoop down low. So, touching on the guitar again, getting the name of the guitar, the La Valenciana. This song came out very much with a Latin style, and I suppose that just kind of happened based on a number of things. I should say that's not the heritage. That's not my wife's heritage. That's not Ozzy's heritage. He is not Latino. The fact that he drove the El Camino and the fact that his guitar was a La Valenciana and the fact that it was this classical nylon-stringed guitar that I had inherited, that I was playing, all of that led the song into having that kind of that Latin rhythm, kind of a cha-cha-cha that is really pronounced at the very end of the song with the bum-bum-bum at the very end. So all of that just came together, and I wasn't... some things when you're writing a song are very intentional. Other things just kind of occur, and you just say, okay, I'll go with that. So the strumming style, the style of the lead guitar that comes in, all of that has this very much of a Latin feel, and so all of that creates this new thing in the song and in the storytelling of Ozzy and Ozzy's guitar that may be unique in itself. I think had I just sat down to write a song about Ozzy, I don't know that any of that would have been there, but the right elements came together at the right time in the right way, with looking for those rhymes with words like El Camino and La Valenciana and a classical nylon stringed guitar to kind of push the song in that direction. And so you have the kids there, and they're all in their pajamas, and he would sing these songs that would they'd ride the rails, they'd waltz across Texas, all of these songs, kind of cowboy folk songs from that era, about trains and about waltzing and about Texas and his singing. I envisioned him transporting his grandchildren to all kinds of different places in the songs and in the stories. We get back to the chorus. And every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of 1,000 little towns. We saw the world. We traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. And then I think the song at that point moves into a little instrumental verse with, once again, that kind of Latin-styled lead guitar on the nylon strings. We get to the last verse. Well, some days I miss the rhythm of a highway song, and I want to be with him. Oh, it ain't long till I find that guitar. It never held its tunes so good, just some rusty keys and some weathered wood, but there's an open road in every scar. So in this verse, probably get a little bit philosophical here, the idea of wanting a highway song, of feeling a restlessness, of wanting an adventure, and grabbing that guitar that has those stories kind of in it, that has that travel, that adventure, those adventures with Ozzy kind of embedded in it in many ways, not in its perfection as an instrument, but in the roughness of the instrument itself, the scars in the wood, the rusty keys. This is where I'll mention one of the things that inspired Ozzy's guitar 20 years later was the fact that we had had the guitar for a few years, and we were at the time living in Texas, and we had a flood. And the flood really messed up the guitar. It didn't get completely submerged, but it got really wet. The bottom part of it was very wet. It kind of came apart in places. It certainly increased the amount of rust that was on it. It really was in bad shape, and it sat in storage for quite a number of years until just a couple of years ago. I pulled it out and I said, you know, I need to restore this. I need to bring it back into playing condition, which I did. And I'm not a luthier by any means, but I worked on it, and the process of working on it and getting it back into shape so that I could actually play it again really brought on the idea of this revisioning of Ozzy's guitar, the album, this revisioning of those songs, seeing what might still be laying dormant in those songs, where I could bring 20 years of experiences, 20 years of studio work, recording in my studio and doing more songwriting, how that might impact these songs if I revived them and tried to do something fresh, something new, try to find the fresh life in them. The way I was able to do with the guitar, with itself, which I did restore. And so the idea is that there is this value in scars. There's this value in being weathered. There's this value in having stories, even difficult stories, even hard, ugly stories, as a part of who you are, that gives you character. It gives you life. And those who come in contact with you, with the guitar, or with you as the person, gain something from those scars, from those rough edges, from those difficult things that are embedded there. And so Ozzy's guitar becomes a song about the importance of not being smooth and perfect, the importance of having some scars, of having some rough edges. And I think that's important both in music and in life. So I guess if I were going to say that, that's what the main idea of Ozzy's guitar, the song, is. That would be it. And so we come then to the final chorus. And every time that Ozzy'd come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of 1,000 little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. We saw the world, we traveled far on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. So that's the lyrics and kind of the story behind the writing of the song. So back in 1999, I was just getting started with home studio, and I had a few instruments, including Ozzy's guitar. I did have a keyboard, it was a Roland JV-1000 workstation, which I still have, and I bought it in probably the early 90s. But it had lots and lots of wonderful sounds embedded in it. It also had a sequencer where I could lay down the rhythm track and create a rhythm track for it, which, if I were going to choose one thing that bugs me about this original recording, would be the rhythm track on it, which I did lay down myself. It feels a little. I don't know the word, stilted, a little forced, a little fake to me. But I was figuring out my skills. You know, I was working on things, and I had been a drummer in through high school and even into college. I was a drummer, so I knew about rhythm, but I also knew that it was going to be nearly impossible for me with the equipment that I had to actually do a decent recording of live drums. So this was the next best thing. And that sequencer and that workstation, which I still use. I'm not using it to build my rhythms anymore, but the sounds, the classic, just some awesome stuff from the 90s sounds on that keyboard, I still use. But I laid down that rhythm and got that Latin feel, along with, of course, the classical guitar and the nylon stringed classical on the lead as well. I did lay in some strings in the background, and then my wife Cheryl sings on that original version all of the harmony vocals as well. It was fairly upbeat, a pretty quick song, pretty fast moving. And so, you know, as I was looking, 20 years later, at revisioning these songs, on each one, I really consciously made some decisions about what changes I could make to really freshen up and make the song different. And so I made a couple of choices that are important, I think, before we listen to the new version of Ozzy's guitar. One, I made the choice to bring the key down just a tad. I lowered the key just a little bit, not because I couldn't sing it at that key, but I wanted to. I felt like a slightly lower key would give a little more spaciousness for some really rich background vocals. My daughters were very young when I made the first album, although on one song that we'll talk about later, they did sing even as children. My daughters are adult women now, and both have beautiful, beautiful voices, along with my wife, and I wanted to really highlight their vocal harmonies and really create a setting in which that could be become a really major and important part of the song. All those harmony vocals and harmony, female harmonies. So the other thing that I also did in service to that is to slow the song down just a little bit. Now that's always dangerous because you don't want to lose the energy of a song by slowing it down too much. And when it started out, I thought, I've done too much. I've slowed it down too much. That's not going to work. But then I stuck with it because my hope was that the energy could be brought by those remarkable vocals, which I knew were going to be remarkable. And so I feel like then as we went forward, once we got the vocals from both my daughters and my wife layered in there, I felt like it was a good choice, slowing it down a little bit and lowering it slightly. It gave the perfect space, I think, for them to work with their remarkable voices. So with that said, we'll go ahead and listen now to Ozzy's guitar, the song, from Ozzy's guitar 20 years later, released just last week, August of 2020, the new and re-envisioned Ozzy's guitar.
Ozzy drove an El Camino, cuff the hems of his navy chinos. Man alive, could Grandpa drive? Odd jobs from here to Reno, living light, heck if we know how or why. He was alive. Every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world on the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. Six string La Valenciana, with my teeth brushed in my warm pajamas, I was good to go for Granddad's show. time that Ozzy had come around. His bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far. The silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. Dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far. On the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar. I miss the rhythm of a highway song, and I wanna be with him all. It ain't long till I find that guitar. Well, it never held its tune so good, just some rusty keys and some weathered wood. But there's an open road. Every time that Ozzy had come around, his bags were dusty with the gravel roads of a thousand little towns. We saw the world, we traveled far. On the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar, we saw the world, we traveled far. On the silver strings of Ozzy's guitar.
Delight is the best word that comes to mind when I think about those wonderful female harmony vocals from my daughters and my wife. I should go ahead and give you their names. Laurel Simpson, who lives here in Spearfish. Megan Detlefs, who lives here in Spearfish. And, of course, Cheryl Simpson, my wife, who also lives here in Spearfish. So just, I think, as I said earlier, I think bringing the key down just a tad and slowing it down just a tad created the perfect space for some wonderful, wonderful harmony vocals and without losing any energy. And in my experience, and at least according to me, my opinion, gaining some energy in the process, some energy gained through maybe depth and richness of the instrumentation and of the vocal harmonies. So that was really great. It also seemed to fit well with the idea of sitting down for some stories and settling into something at a slightly slower pace. Now, when I listen to the original, it seems a little rushed. It seems a little too, you know, let's get to the end. Whereas this version seems to really relax into the ideas of stories and songs that you listen to. Instrumentation-wise, of course, we still went with the nylon. I will admit I did not use Ozzy's guitar as the primary guitar to in the recording. I used another nylon classical that I have that has a slightly better sound. As I said earlier, I'm not a luthier. Ozzy's guitar is restored and I can play it. But the water did some damage. It's rough. It's a wonderful guitar to look at and to be inspired by, in its scars and its lovely weatheredness. We have, of course, we did stick with that, the Latin feel, the Latin rhythms. We did have, once again, the rich harmonies. We of course, began with the original harmonies that my wife did, but then went beyond that as well. We still had some strings back in there. And the one thing that really became something new, it felt like as we were coming to the end, especially in the instrumental section, I had laid down the nylon guitar lead for that section. It just seemed to really want some brass, and so I did compose. Those are not actual horns; they are sampled. I did work on the keyboard with that, but I composed the brass section that comes in there in the instrumental verse, and also near the end. Those all came together to make a song that honors the original and maybe hopefully goes a little beyond it as well. And maybe beyond is not the best word. You know, I when you enter into a project like this where you're taking something that you did as a younger person and you're trying to bring something fresh out of it, the first thing you have to do is not have disdain for that younger person and what they did. In fact, you want to honor what you did back then and honor it by going at least up to it and hopefully beyond it. That doesn't bring dishonor to that younger person who did that. It says, hey, you got me to a place where I can do this now as well. So, and that's a nice philosophy, I think. Anyone who's looking back at themselves in an earlier era, reading your old journals, reading your old love letters, listening to your old recordings, whatever it might be, I think it's loving to that younger you, to value that, and then even to make a deeper, richer meaning out of it. That's part of getting older, being able to reflect and to wrest new meaning out of those old things that were so meaningful to you in a different way, maybe, when you were younger. So there we have it, the first of at least probably 12 episodes where we are going to look at songs from Ozzy's Guitar 2000 and Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later 2020, and do a little bit of comparative analysis, hopefully more comparison, less analysis than anything else, but appreciation for both versions and exploring how those songs came about, both in their original and in the newer reimagined versions. That was Ozzy's Guitar, the title song of both albums. Thanks for joining me. I hope you'll be joining me all through this next year. I hope you'll also go back and listen to some episodes from year one. It's been a great journey thus far, and I'm just super excited about moving forward into this this second year and having you along with me. Of course, you can find all my music and lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can stream all the music on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon, whatever else you want to stream it on. It's streaming on everything that streams out there. Certainly purchase at Amazon or at iTunes. And I just appreciate having you along on this journey. We're not driving an El Camino. We don't have dusty suitcases in the back. But I tell you what, we're seeing some fresh things. We're taking some adventures and looking at old scars and seeing what we can make of them. So thanks for coming along with me. Be well.